This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, August 26. Well, cattle markets saw a correction yesterday after seeing a nice pop to the upside to start the week. We did come back to the breakouts on the feeder cattle front months. Back months are still above those breakout levels. Live cattle looking a little more shaky, as it seems to be more pressure there. Of course, front month August expiring soon, it did break below the swing high from June, which was the major kind of resistance that it had finally broken through on Monday. In the back months, the correction is taking us to those breakout points. So we'll see if we can hold here. This will be the first level of support, at least like on the October market where it's already testing. The December still has a ways to go, about another dollar lower before it's testing those support levels. So we're on a correction here. I mean, the market clearly is in an uptrend, and we're going to be looking at a market that comes back down to test major breakouts. Now in feeders, we had the August feeders expiring yesterday, and that will bring the front month now to September, which is trading about $6 premium to August. So September comes on at 165, which is well above the major resistance on the weekly charts of around 160 to 161. So it'll be interesting formation on the weekly charts, and it obviously is going to depend on how we close it up to give us a kind of a longer term outlook from that perspective. It would seem like if you're going to hold that above the 160, especially 161, 162, if the market can hold above that, then it's probably going to trigger some buy signals on the computer models. So it's an interesting formation simply just from an expiration of a front month contract. In the cash trade, we've got some support coming on in the cash market. A fair number have traded at around 129 average, which is up 4 from last week. On the dress trade at 207 is up 5 from last week. But the box beef has broken its spell 2 days in a row now where we've actually been lower. So after a run of 24 days and a move of 30% on the box beef, we have paused at least. We actually are in just a small correction. Yesterday, choice was down 69 cents at 347, so that's dropped a couple, right around a dollar since its high. And the select was down 121 at 316. It has dropped about $3 from its high just a couple days ago. The spread is at 31.20. That was up 52 cents from yesterday. The load movement is 98 loads. So clearly, this is the key to why the box beef has just been so strong. The load count is dropped significantly. Packers are having trouble getting personnel to show up. The talk is that there's some equipment breakdowns, but either way, the slow movement of the slaughter rates is obviously reducing the box beef throughput, and that is underpinning the box beef values. Not much of that has gone to the producer until this week, last week. Last week was up a couple dollars in the cash trade, and here we're up another 4 coming into the end of the week. Hopefully we can hold that. So some of those massive profits are finally starting to flow back to the feedlots and the producers. The slaughter rate at 353,000 head through Wednesday, that is down 7,000 from the week prior, and it's 1,000 more than just a year ago. Feeder cattle index taking a nice jump now the last couple days. Yesterday we're up 147 at 158.07. So it has rallied about $2.50 just in the last 2 days, and that's impressive for a moving average. Export sales for beef at 10,400. Japan took 3,000, South Korea 2,500, China took 1,500. Pork export sales at 24,000, Mexico took 14,000, Japan 2,400, Canada 2,200. So export sales starting to back off. Some of that could be the stronger dollar, but that was part of what was underpinning the cattle market, and that's looking a little shaky here. For the last 4 weeks now, we've been below 20,000, and you know, here at 10,000 from last week, that's half of what we've been used to seeing. So a little bit of warning flags here that our export sales are slowing, and that obviously gives us a bit more supply here at home. But when you look at the futures, you look at the price action, clearly there's an uptrend here. And the key is obviously holding those gains. So if the market can't, and we're in this correction phase the last couple of days, if the market drops below those old highs and closes there, then one would think we're probably going to go into more of an extended correction. Seasonally, we're kind of contra-seasonal actually, with highs coming in August instead of lows. So that would suggest that we're probably going to, break a little bit further. But, you have to see the market fail, and we really haven't seen that yet. Feeder cattle have done very well. They could come down, and they're kind of in the process of testing that breakout. It just depends on what kind of price action we get and where that leads us. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.